President Trump visits Harrisburg today, his second trip to the state capital since his inauguration. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto, who says there has been little interaction with the Trump administration compared with the Obama administration.
You have been publicly critical of the president and his administration on some issues, including immigration and the environment. The president on Sunday told congressional leaders that his immigration priorities must be enacted in exchange for not deporting hundreds of thousands of young immigrants. Let me get your reaction to his latest, demands when it comes to immigration in exchange for protecting DACA.
There had been consensus, both Democrats and Republicans, throughout the 80s and the 90s and even during the last decade, understanding that DACA dreamers were a group that everyone had agreed on that would be protected, and now we seem to have forgotten that people like Ronald Reagan, George Bush, spoke out in support and saying that they would never look at throwing these people out of this country. And now they're being used as hostages by this administration in order to do just that.
You and other government officials promised that you would protect the dreamers, but really, what can you do? I mean, let's face it, immigration is a federal purview.
It is a federal purview, but it also does not permit the federal government from using local law enforcement as federal immigration officials. In fact, this is a clear violation of the 10th Amendment. And what we will do is protect everybody's constitutional rights within the city's borders, just as cities all across the country will do as well. So I think what mayors can do and what mayors are doing all over this country is guaranteeing that the Constitution cannot be changed by one individual.
In September, when the president announced the U.S. was pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement, you and the mayors of many other cities, and it's been growing since then, committed to honoring and upholding the goals of the Paris Agreement. So what can you do? Also, what are you doing at this point?
On a local level, we have adopted new rules under a climate action agreement that is now under public review. The goals actually increase, and we set strict benchmarks in order to be able to meet those goals.
What authority do you as mayor have? Can you just do it over city government when it comes to climate change and the things you want to address? Do you have any authority really to tell the private sector what to do?
Well, we do in a sense. We have passed a law which will be able to document the energy and water usage of all of our major buildings in the city. We can't tell people that they have to be able to conserve or be able to do it, but we can show them ways that they can actually save their utility usage and save money.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt said Monday the administration will abandon the Obama-era Clean Power Plan aimed at reducing global warming because the power plants couldn't reasonably meet the standards. So how do you protect the environment without declaring war in any sector of our economy? That's what the EPA administrator said.
Well, I think that as a city government, we look to purchase our energy from more and more renewable sources. Our goal is that by 2030, that all of the energy that we'll be purchasing will be coming from renewable sources. Obviously, when people decide to do this as well, it becomes a market force that's greater than any of the forces that the federal government could impose. The second thing is we're looking to invest in redevelopment of Hazelwood, 178 acres along the riverfront. The developers there are committed to providing 100% renewable energy options there as well. So the world's going in one direction. Whether or not Washington wants to recognize that is really to the disadvantage of the United States economy. But at the same time, it's not going to stop the direction that the world's moving. There will be fewer and fewer markets for fossil fuels over the course of the next 50 years. And even if the federal government tries to change that, it's not going to change it on a global basis.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.